let's start with our next chapter, which is chapter 9, which is e-commerce analytics. What is e-commerce analytics? E-commerce analytics refers to the systematic collection, analysis, interpretation, and utilization of data generated within the context of online commercial transactions. So everything that has to do with the analysis or with the online transactions, e-commerce, like the web name says, everything. It could be the website info analysis, or it could be other information. Everything that has to do with the transaction, we will basically talk about that data and how we can analyze the data. It refers to the tools and processes an e-commerce business uses to collect and analyze all the relevant data, and involves examining various aspects of e-commerce operations, such as website app traffic, customer behavior, sales performance, marketing effectiveness, and user experience to derive actionable insights that drive informed decision making and enhance overall business performances. So, like the name suggests, analyze. So before analyzing, I need to collect the data, and I will collect the data from various sources. It could be a website app traffic, it could be customer behavior, or it could be marketing. Is the marketing effective to help me with the conversion, the sales funnel that we've spoken about, and all of those. Alternatively, e-commerce analytics can be seen as a process of discovering, analyzing, and leveraging large amounts of data to measure consumer behavior, monitor performance, understand the trends, and show return on investment for campaigns. So you have to understand everything. I will have to measure consumer behavior. How is the consumer behaving? How will I monitor the performance? What are the trends? Later in the chapter, we'll also speak about how it can help me with reordering stock, planning the stock, forecasting, and all of that. So, how is my even my return on investment on campaigns would be shared by my e-commerce analytics. So, scope, customer acquisition, customer retention, measuring ROI, improving efficiency, and increasing profitability. Importance: why do we need e-commerce analytics? Informed decision making, optimizing user experience, enhanced personalization, measuring marketing ROI, identifying market trends, and like I said, inventory management. So in all of these use cases, we can actually use e-commerce analytics. Obviously, since I'm gathering data and using data, I'm able to make better decisions. I'm even now that I know, like in the previous slide, we talked about consumer behavior. So now that I know what my behavior is like, I can enhance the user experience based on that behavior. I can even personalize the entire content based on for the each and every user. I can measure what is the ROI on marketing. Has my marketing strategy been effective or not been effective enough? Then I identify market trends, and finally, I learn to do inventory management. Competitor analysis, optimize pricing, upsell and inventory performance, continuous improvement, secure online payments, improve mobile commerce, and finally, predictable insights. Another few advantages of e-commerce analytics. So I can compare with my competitors. I can basically even make the pricing more dynamic. I can upsell products to the customer. I can tell them by market basket analysis that this is the product that is most bought. I can check how well my inventory is performing. Is the product working, not working? We'll also talk about how products can be taken and on and off in the website. Continuous improvement, secure. So I can continuously keep improving the product list, the website, and based on all the analysis that I do. Secure online payments, definitely important. Improve mobile commerce, improve transaction, and finally, predictable insights. So what are the different types of e-commerce analytics? Let's quickly look at that. Audience, acquisition, behavior, conversion. So four that we have to worry about. What is audience? Audience data analytics gives deeper insights into our audience, such as demographics based on which informed decision on advertising, shipping options, etc. can be made. What is the behavior of my audience? What are the demographics on the audience? How and where do I need to advertise? What is working? What is not working? Based on the kind of audience that I'm catering to. Acquisition. Acquisition data analysis discovers the online marketing channels that are bringing the most visitors to the website, as well as the channels that are driving the highest sales or conversion. So which channel is working? Which marketing strategy is working? Is my social media platform getting me more sales? Or am I getting direct traffic? Am I getting through an influencer campaign that I've ran? So all of that will tell me what is working best when it comes to the sales or the conversion on my website. Behavior. Behavior analysis informs the business about the way a visitor behaves once they land on a page in the website. It also enables the marketer to discover the parts of the store that the business can enhance in order to boost engagement rates and conversion levels. So obviously, when I do behavior analysis, I'm talking about my customer or consumer, that is basically, or the visitor that is coming to the website. So what is the clicks he's making? Is there a new product that I've launched or a new page? Do I want to direct engagement levels directly to that page? Does a certain product have lesser engagement levels? How can I boost the engagement level on that particular page? And how can I increase the conversion level? That brings us to the next one, which is conversion. When and how do online customers convert into actual are two important questions answered using conversion data analysis. So when are they converting and how are they converting are something that the conversion analysis will tell me. Now let's come to the data collection for e-commerce activities or for our e-commerce analysis that we are going to do. So we are going to talk about both data collection and management of the data. So sources, website and app analytics data, transaction data information, what transactions, what is the cost of the transaction, all of that, a number of transactions also, customer data, the profiling of the customers, the behavior of the customers, marketing and advertising data information, what marketing activities are running, what advertising techniques are running, social media data, obviously through various social media listening and social media intelligence that we are gathering the data, inventory and logistics data, how much is the stock that is ordered, how much is the stock that is there, and all of that. We will discuss those in detail also. Customer support data, how is the customer support doing, what is the response from customer support, and all of that. And finally, we talk about third-party integrations. Now, these are the various sources that I can collect data from. Now, the next step to this, as we see, it comes to cleaning and accurate data. Please understand, all these forms of data are not going to be clean and accurate. Some are going to be zero-party data, some are going to be first-party data, some of them are going to be third-party data. And based on where you have acquired the data from, you will need to ensure the authenticity of the data, and additionally, you will need to check the data, pre-process the data to remove any discrepancy before you can perform any decision. Understand, if I'm not doing that, I'm going to land up with a lot of wrong decisions. So, important, first, informed decision making. Reliable data ensures that decisions you make are based on accurate insights, leading to better business strategies. So, the more accurate the data, the better are the decisions, because I'm using the same data to make my decision, because the same data will go into visualization and finally into decision making. If the data is incorrect, everything will go for a toss. Avoiding errors. Inaccurate data can lead to errors in analysis, resulting in flawed conclusions and misguided actions. Data might tell me that this product is selling in this particular season when actually it is not the case. So that's the important, you want to avoid as many errors as possible. Effective personalization, accurate customer data is crucial for delivering personalized experiences and recommendations, enhancing customer satisfaction. So the more personalized today, it's all about the customer experience. Today, earlier, it used to be added value where you can personalize the information, but now it's the customer has given you his personal details. That means, or if you're asking the customer to register onto the website or the app, they are expecting a personalized experience based on their own behavior. So what will that do? Better customer satisfaction. Trust and credibility. Accurate data builds trust with the customers and stakeholders, showcasing your commitment to quality and professionalism. So when I have, suppose I paid a payment and the payment was insecure or my card details got leaked, so I'm not going to trust the website. I'm not be able to basically trust the quality or the professional. I will say, how unprofessional is that? So you want to ensure that you build trust and credibility with the customer. You want to show them that you're committed to delivering quality and also a very professional attitude in handling of the customer. Operational efficiency. Clean data streamlines operations, reduces redundancy, and helps in optimizing inventory management and supply chain. Ordering the product at the right time to ensure that there are no back orders. We will talk about back orders later also. Ensuring that all your orders go out on time. When the customer orders that a stock is available, do I need to order? How much time does the stock take to come in? Depending on that, when do I need to get an alert for an order? And all of that when the entire supply chain goes. So now what are the analysis for data collection tools that are there? Google Analytics, a widely used tool for tracking website traffic, user behavior, and conversions. Heat maps and session recording tools like Hotjar provide visualizations of users' interaction on your website, help identify user behavior patterns. Whereas the customer clicked on the website, what pages has he gone to, what pages has they view, and all of that. E-commerce platforms like Shopify, WooCommerce, and Magneto offer built-in analytics for tracking sales, inventory, and customer data. So how has the sales been? What is the inventory corresponding? And finally, what is the customer behavior? Tag managers, tools like Google Tag Manager simplify the process of adding and managing tracking codes on your website. CRM and marketing automation software like HubSpot and Salesforce gather and organize customer data for marketing and engagement purposes. So a lot of tools now that are available that you can use, embed in your website, and will give you the relevant information with e-commerce analytics that you need. Obviously, some information is stored at your backend also in the website, so you can access that also. Data privacy and security considerations, very important to know, because again, you're talking about personal information when you're talking about secure payment, you're talking about credit card information, personal details about the customer. And there are a lot of, even right now, there is a Personal Data Protection Act in India. There's GDPR in EU or European countries. There is the Data Protection Act in the US. You have to ensure that you basically comply to all of that. So that's the first point, which is compliance. Adhere to data protection regulation. Anonymization, anonymize or pseudo-anonymize customer data to prevent identification of individuals. You do not want to leak information, or you do not want to just keep directly viewable data which will contain sensitive information or can help me identify an individual. So I anonymize the data. Basically, I remove out all the personally identifiable information. Data encryption. Ensure that the data in transit and at rest is encrypted to prevent unauthorized access. Consent, obtain explicit consent from customers before collecting and using the data. Very important. You do, even if you're, any data that you're collecting, you want to ensure that you have taken the relevant consent and you give an option to the customer to opt out if they do not want to participate. Data retention, again, most of the policies, like it mentions here, defines how long you can retain the customer data. So you have to ensure that as a part of compliance, you are only keeping the data for that particular point of time and you're purging any outdated information. So this needs to be regularly reviewed and data regularly needs to be purged out. Security measures. So we spoke about data encryption and data anonymization. Strong cyber security measures to prevent data breaches, firewalls, secure connection, vulnerability assessments. You need to ensure every possible loophole that can be accounted for is accounted for. Third-party data sharing. If sharing data with third parties, vendors, partners, ensure they adhere to the same privacy and security standards. Otherwise, the organization will be liable for the data. Transparency. Clearly communicate your data collection practices to the customers through privacy policy and terms of use. Why is the data being used? Where is the data going to be used? How long it's going to be kept? All of that needs to be communicated. Now, let's talk about data integration because understand we spoke about so many sources of data. Am I going to just use one source of data? No. I'm going to integrate data from various sources to basically get a more holistic approach about the customer or to get a more 360 degree view of each and every customer that I have. So I will now go on to data integration. Identify data sources. Firstly, what data source do I want to do that will give me the results I want? So determine e-commerce channel and touch points of customer interaction. Include your website, mobile apps, social media, email campaigns, marketplaces, and more. So, all of that. Then, once you have identified your data sources, you'll come down to the next part is the relevant integration tool. So, what integration tools? Select tools and platforms that facilitate data integration. This might involve using APIs, application programming interface, ETL, which is extract, transform, and load tools, because you do not want to. So ETLs primarily comes in because I do not want to use all the tools or all the data that is available. I will use only the data that is relevant to me or my business, middleware and data integration platform. Then we come to data mapping, which is map out the data elements that need to be collected from each source. This includes transaction data, customer data, product interaction, etc. Ensure consistency in data formats and naming convention. Now, when I'm mapping out the data, I need to map out saying that this data belongs to this source or this data element means this. And so I will have a transaction data, a customer behavior, both of them have to have similar customer IDs or not even similar, it has to have exactly the same customer ID. So product interaction. So again, my transaction data should be linked to my product interaction. So again, you'll have to ensure that this all of data is in similar formats that can be easily merged and correct naming conventions so that you know what the data contains. Implement data collection. Depending on the data source, implement tracking mechanisms. Implement tracking mechanisms such as JavaScript tags for website, SDKs, software development kits for mobile apps, and integration with social media APIs. Then, once you have the data source, you want to get the data, identify the data source. How will you get the data from there? So, you'll have APIs and SDKs that will allow you to get it. Then, you have a central data repository, a centralized repository where all the data that is collected going to be stored. It could be depending on the size of data, it could be a data warehouse, data lake, or a cloud-based storage solution. Most of the time nowadays the cloud-based storage solution. Another thing you'll need to consider is the size of the data that you're incorporating and accordingly make a informed decision. ETL process. Implement an ETL process. Extract, transform, and load data into the central repository. Transformation using involve cleaning, structuring, aggregating to ensure consistency. So I extract the data, I pre-process the data, I give it a structure, I clean it, I clean out the unnecessary and invalid data. And finally, I aggregate the data so that I get maximum consistency. Again, how do I implement data accuracy and consistency? Implement data validation rules during the ETL process to understand, to identify and rectify errors. What are the errors? What is the process that needs to follow to be clean out those errors? How do you handle that data? Regularly audit and monitor data quality to address anomalies and discrepancies. You have checked your data once, but you're getting new data every time. There's real-time analytics that is happening, or the data is changing very dynamically. So you need to ensure that at any given point of time, the anomalies and the discrepancies have been well managed, or the data quality is as it needs to be. Set up automated alerts for data anomalies or inconsistency. So if something from the regular pops up, then it should basically show you that there is a problem, you might need to look into it. Identity resolution. Implement identity resolution technique to match and merge customer profiles across different channels. This will create a holistic view of customer interaction. This is what I spoke when I spoke about data integration. Basically, merging the right customer with the right profile with the right information across all channels. Data privacy compliance. So ensure that you meet all the privacy that is needed. Data security. Implement again robust security measures to protect customer data from unauthorized access or breaches. This involves encryption, access controls, regular security audits. Only people who need to have access to the data should be given access to the data. Vendors or third-party providers that do not need access to the data should not be given access. Data governance. Establish data governance practice to maintain data quality and compliance. It includes defining roles, responsibility, data ownership, documenting data definitions and processes. So data governance will talk about everything from security to metadata to the quality of the data. Data analytics and reporting. Once data is integrated, use analytics tool to derive insight. These tools can help you understand customer behavior, optimize marketing efforts, and make informed business decisions. Again, analytics, data visualization, and then based on all of that visualization, you will be able to make better business decisions. Regular review. Continuously review and improve your data integration process. Technology and business needs evolve. So your data integration technique also needs to involve. A new source might be added. A new integration tool might be used. So technology is evolving very fast. So we need to ensure that even our data integration is working as per the new technology. Key areas of e-commerce metrics. One is, so we are going to just look at this in detail. So the customer journey ideally consists of 5 stages. What are the stages? Awareness or discovery, acquisition or consideration, conversion, retention, and advocacy. So let's look at in these 5 stages, what are the metrics that we can probably look at. So talking about that, when I come to awareness or discovery, I talk about reach, impressions, engagement, brand search traffic, brand mentions. That means how aware is the people, how many times is my brand being mentioned, and all of that. Then we come to acquisition or consideration, which talks about CTR, which is click-through rate, CPL, number of sessions, page views per session, and add to cart rates. So anything that has to do with acquisition, that means once the awareness is built, how many people are coming onto the website and how many people are adding things to the cart, what is being added to the cart, what are the number of page views, are there being bounce rates, and all of that. Then conversion rates. So these are not the only metrics. There might be some other metrics which might work better for your business goals or business strategy, definition. Then in conversion, I have conversion rate, average order value, cost per acquisition, cart abandonment rate, return rate, and gross merchandise value. So what is the merchandise that the customer is purchasing? What is the cost per acquisition? How many carts are being abandoned? Why are they being abandoned? What is the average order value that is being taken? Retention, CLV, customer lifetime value, customer retention rate, and what is the churn rate? Finally, advocacy, net promoter score, affiliate deals, and customer referrals. So, how many people are basically referring the brand? How many am I getting through referrals? And all of that will come under advocacy.